Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Binga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Chapter 34 from verse 1. Hallelujah. I want us to read using the ESV translation. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him will have no lack. The young lions suffer want and they hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, you are so good, you are so kind. 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 Edara erewa. Edara etobi. Edara etobi. Edara etobi. Edara etobi. Edara etobi. You are so good, you are so kind. You are so good, you are so kind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. You are still not catching the spirit. Glory be to God in the highest. Psalm 149. And we'll read using the King James translation. We'll take the whole chapter. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in their dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment that is written. For this is the honor for all is hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout a victorious hallelujah. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. He deserves all the glory. He deserves the glory. Hallelujah. I am convinced that most of the people in this auditorium are first time visitors today, because I am not feeling the energy yet. Hallelujah. I'm not feeling the energy yet. So we'll just take one more song, and if the vibe is right, we'll take another song. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I have a message to preach, and it's a message from the Lord. So, right now, today is Thanksgiving. It's not really about what I want to say. It's about giving glory to God. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. Jehovah. 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 You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hey, you are good and your mercy is forever. Oh, you are good and your mercy is forever. And as far as I can see, it's all that you are. You are.
An overcomer to shout hallelujah. The word of God says we have passed from death to life because we love the bread. There is somebody dancing now, but he's not dancing well because he doesn't know that by this time next Sunday he will have an appointment letter. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, our God is the only person I know that gives you a job before there is a vacancy. Hallelujah. This is your year of reward. This is your year of reward. Hallelujah. Uwe se baba, uwe se abuwe,
give me victory. I am Jehovah.
Hallelujah. So before, as soon as I step down, we'll praise God just a little more before we go home. Are you excited to be alive? Has the Lord been good to your families? Has the Lord been faithful to you? And let me tell you, God has just started. This year, you will weep for joy. You know, God this year is approving his children. You will sit inside a boardroom and they will tell you, Brother Pat, approved. And I'm not talking about 6 zeros. So I'm not talking about 7 zeros. I'm not talking about 8 zeros. I'm talking about 8 zeros and above. This year your life will be easy. This year you will be like a garden that is well watered. He's a good God. And he's a faithful Father. Who you are is who you are. Is who you are. And I'm loved by you.
Is who I am.
Who I am.
Is who I am.
Who I am.
Is who I am.
He's a good, good Father.
Is who you are.
And I'm loved by you.
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. Let's read from God's word. So, I will leave the road for the choir very soon. So that. Hallelujah. I have told myself this year, I will bless the Lord at all times. It's my decision. God has decided about me, so I also decide about him. I've decided that I will bless him. When the migraine is tearing my head apart, I will bless him. If the migraine chooses to stay, you will have to join us because, do you understand? You are too quiet. So this time around, we will praise God everywhere. In spite of our challenges, we are going to praise him. You know, we are at the camp. And someone came to me and just said, and gave Pastor your wife a gift for me. Most times, you know, when people give me gifts, you can almost tell what is in the thing. It was a very big Bible. That person must be a Christian. He must be a Christian. I can't remember the last time somebody gave me, when last did they give me a Bible as a gift? You just download it. Amen. I was so blessed, like, say, preach, keep preaching. I say, amen, hallelujah. You know, there's a story about somebody who left an inheritance, and they put the inheritance inside the Bible. The man did not read the Bible. So he was cursing his father that this man, he died, he did not leave it. But the thing was, he opened the book, because the woman said, read your Bible, you will not read. Read your, okay, now your inheritance is in the Bible. The man suffered for years. One day out of frustration, opened the thing, say, this wicked woman. If you refuse to learn, you learn by force. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Please take me back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Please take your seat. This is the second message or in the line of our Dominion and Influence series. And today I want to introduce you to the Creator God. The God whose first mode of introduction. Brother Ami, let's stay with awesome God, how great you are. You know, how a man chooses to introduce himself first is very important. And I want you to hear me. If you don't have to move around, just sit down quietly. In Genesis chapter 1, God introduced himself. This is not man. This is God introducing himself to us. And God introduced himself as what? A creator. From that word, we get the creatives. Can you imagine? He didn't even introduce himself as all powerful. I am the creative God. He doesn't repeat the same miracle twice in the same way. He sees a person and the person is blind and he says, begin to see. And then he sees another one and he says, rub some mud on his face. He doesn't like repeat. He's very creative. He likes to try new things. Somebody may be living under the bridge and then God says, let's do something with this one. And in 6 months, let's change his life. And the person changes his name from Abdul Ganu and changes it to Ayomide. That is how he could have visited him where he was. But God said, let's do it differently. Let's switch it up. Let's turn it up a bit, you know. And he just switches it up, and he likes to do it because he's not a boring God. He likes to do things in a new way. You could come into there and you say, Pastor Barra, let's add some beards and some mustache to your face. He likes to do new things. He doesn't like regimented and stereotyped things. He is the Creator God. He likes to create. He introduced himself to us as a creator. So when he said, let them have dominion, that dominion will find expression in the creator space. Are you with me? If you pray and your prayer does not lead you into the creative space, you may be rich, but you will not dominate. If you want to dominate, God says you have to create. Do you know why God can lay claim to anything on earth today? It's because he created it. Everything. When God asks for your life, you are not doing him a favor. He owns you. You only have the impression that you are in control of your life. The day you die, you will know who really owns their life. You cannot lay claim, whether copyright or otherwise, to anything that you did not create or own. No, we were talking to Pastor Ayo's wife yesterday when she was in our small apartment and we were talking. And she said that she makes a lot of money on Instagram because a lot of people use her songs for their videos. You know, I thought she was doing it for the glory of God, but where's my sister? My sister, God bless you. Yes, God bless you. You did not finish your rendition. But I think we need to have this kind of thing in this church now, where people can come out and with poetic sounds introduce God to us. And if you can do it in Igbo, come. If you can do it in Hausa, come. I'll give you space. Because there every channel has a grace that go with it. It's not everything that has to be preaching in the way I am. So I will need to make room for you more. In fact, we might have a service where it's just for the creatives this year. You know, we have worship, we have there's a name we call spoken word. Yeah. You know, and we allow people to express God in that way that makes him smile. You know, I was listening to, that's why I told Pastor Bugi to let her, you know, to do what, because if you didn't understand, well, if you don't understand, I know Yoruba has levels, but if you don't understand Yoruba, you will not appreciate the depth of, you know, like my son now, he understands words, but that I can assure you, it did not. You are speaking the heavenly language. So, And let me tell you, God is not English, which means that we can reintroduce God to the West with our culture. Yeah. I can assure you, when you get to heaven, nobody will be speaking English. So if it makes you happy, that should encourage you. That nobody will speak one word in English when you get to heaven. So don't bother yourself. Study the dictionary, but don't flog yourself too much. Huh? We will not speak French. Nobody can monopolize God. No economy. When you get to heaven, you will speak the heavenly language. Yeah. So God bless you. And these two testimonies today are very unique. They are very powerful. So there are testimonies that make you clap. There are some that make you ha. You know, like ha. You don't even know how to respond. A lot of Christians are unable to come into the creator space because they do not think God is talking about them. The heart of the business world is creativity. And let me tell you, you have it. There is nobody that God permitted to cross into this earth that he did not put something which can be modified, created. God put the thing in you raw because he needs your participation. God put that thing in you so that it can be glorified. You have something that allows you later in the future employ lots of people. Let them know it is Jesus that gave them the job. Because you could have decided to carry out your enterprise in your bedroom. But you chose to take a step of faith and you created an office space. In the beginning, God created. This was the first introduction to the person of God. Which means that, and let me tell you, God is still creating. He's creating destinies. The scientists tell us that the universe is still expanding. So when God said, let there be light, the universe heard what God said and is still responding. That when God said, be fruitful, you also have to know that voice is still speaking to you. Busayo, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Then one day you wake up and say, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. Then one day you step into the space. You are no longer confessing. You start creating. Because when you become fruitful, you are fruitful of ideas. You are conscious of destiny. There's a destiny element to everything around you. You are not just thinking money. You are thinking fruitfulness. And to be fruitful, you have to be planted. Your root must go way down, even when you are talking about spiritual things. For those of you that were online when I was preaching at the prophetic conference of prophetic, there was a boy brother playing the keyboard. Did you see that brother? Aha. Very simple prophecy. His whole family came to wait for me outside. I didn't know they were there. They were waiting in front of me. They found out where I was staying, so they went to wait there. The boy said, thank you for the word. I asked him, what do you do? You know, that prophecy was a bit... I said, someone that needed help, but has been robbed of it, even from within his family's face. He said, sir, for this is the sixth year, I've not been able to enter in the university. I got admission this year. I packed my bags to Lautech and I still have not paid my school fees. See, so when you were talking about someone that God wanted to put a support system, he said, everybody in my family understood. My father, my mother, everybody in this meeting know that even after this meeting, I still cannot go back. So I asked him, I said, how much is your school fees? Say 400,000. I said, okay. I told the other brother, give me your account number. Let me sow a seed, part of your school fees. Since I gave you the prophecy, let me also take a step of faith. And the sister said, please, pastor, since we are here, can you speak a word into my life? I said, this is the man of the hour. He said, no, pastor. Then I looked into her eyes, and then I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, she that was apportioned to death will not die. And she looked at me. She looked at me. And I asked her, do you understand what I said? She said, pastor, I am SS. I am an SS. I'm close to death. It's one thing to be an SS. It's another thing not to have the money. See, so when you said to me that the Lord said, she that was appointed to die, tell her she will not die. She said, you don't know what that means to me. So she came with her brother, but also got a word. So it's, the issue here is about taking root. The deeper you go with God, God is able to cause you to be fruitful. Many people want to be fruitful outside of God. God says, no, sir. You cannot use my resources and embarrass me. You will have to, if you don't love me, I can't invest in you. If you don't love me, the whole idea of bringing you close to me, and listen to me, there is a gift on your inside. Don't second guess yourself till you are 70. 70 years, you are finally discovering your... The Bible says it is good for a man to bear his yoke when he's young. There is a time it will be too heavy. You can't carry that cross again. Start now. And as I this year, if you are in this church, I will enter your space. If I talk to you for 10 minutes, I will ask you, where's your plan for the year? How far have you gone? I don't have time for this thing this year. Let's make progress together. Don't. If you shout amen and you don't have a plan, I'll create a new church and make you the pastor because I don't understand. Why did God introduce himself to us as the creator? And he did not say that when everything was all right. The next statement told us that the earth was without form and void. Listen to me. God will not announce your destiny when it looks like it. God will not announce your future when it looks like it. David will be a shepherd boy. God will call him a king. Elisha will be a farmer. God will call him the replacement, a man with a double portion. If you are hearing God after you look like it, you heard a man. You didn't hear God. Gideon was hiding and the angel came. He said, oh mighty man of valor. The man was hiding. He saw the angel and said, maybe they have come again. He went to hide. The angel came there and said, mighty man of valor. He said, ah. When your reality negates your prophecy. Do you understand what I'm saying? That it is the first step towards entering into the creator realm is to know that God is right and you are wrong. Because your own verdict... You are looking for a job, and God has said, look, I've given you nations, I've given you organizations, I've given you businesses. Just give yourself to this thing. Give yourself. Stop searching. Stop searching. Give yourself to this thing. This thing that I've given to you. Put your hands to work. Learn, master. Do this thing. You can work for someone for a few years, but what I'm going to do in your life, I'm going to make you an employer of labor. That's what he's saying. So I'm going to make you an employer of labor. And you may not look like it now. It doesn't mean God is wrong. God is never wrong. I say God is not wrong about you. Come on, say God is not wrong about me. You have to hold your position. Stay there. Your seat is there. Nobody can take your portion. Stand your ground. Say God created the heavens. Do you know how massive this project is? Okay, maybe you are not impressed that God is a creator. Maybe you want me to say he's the anointed man. Fly from here to New Zealand. How many hours do you think we are? God is just let there be light. That's how he talks. He doesn't. It's we pastors that make God complicated. See the way God talks. Let there be light, like Pastor Adibwe. Let there be light. If you listen to God, and you listen to a pastor, you will understand God quickly. The pastor will confuse you. People like us, we are trained to confuse people. Because if you understand what we are saying, you will not respect us. So, G- Jesus looked at someone and said, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus did not come and say, according to the order of the cherubims. He doesn't need it. It's you that needs order of cherubims. Jesus doesn't need it. What do you want me to do? Say, I want to recover my sight. He says, see. Oh, may God give you that kind of power.
Amen.
No fluff, no drama. Comfortable in his own skin. See, except you are not reading the Bible, you have to love Jesus. And don't listen to Jesus on Instagram. Most of the people there don't know him. Pick your own Bible. Just read it like you are reading the Bible for the first time. And read. See the way Jesus talked to people who are hurting. And see the way he seems to care more about them than even their, you know. You must understand that this issue of the Creator is because God knows that what he has put in you will be expressed in a way that nobody, 6 billion people, nobody will be able to express it like. That is why he needs you to succeed. It's not because it's about success. No, it's because there is a Busayo DNA that nobody has. There is a Yvonne DNA that nobody has. Even if he gives both of you the same skill, there is a way you will exercise that gifting. It will be uniquely beautiful. And God is the King of Kings because he is the King of all cultures. He is the King of all systems. He doesn't like everything to be monotonous. Sometimes you want to have no man on earth. And God say, I beg, Pastor Gwenga, this your worship is too much. Can we dance? Say, I know you want to prophesy. Say, it's okay. Don't worry. I will prophesy. But to allow the people to dance, eh? You know, I know your problem, but it's okay. Allow them to dance. When you get to heaven, you will be shocked. Some people will die in heaven and they will have to resurrect them because they'll be shocked like this can't be heaven. And may I tell you, you are not the Lord who knows how to do. Hey, my God is good though. They do it in heaven. Okay. Okay. Let me repeat. You heard me sing the song, but you did not think you see angels do. Hey, my God! You didn't see angels doing that one. Eh? My God is good. You say, ah. Okay. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't. Okay. Now you will not imagine a Michael with a sword in his hand. Doing like this, my God is good. You would think he's an evil man. My God, you still have not gotten it. You still have not gotten it. Then when you now see the 24 elders, no. You say, my God, they get up on their feet, they begin to dance. Oh, but the one that will shock many people and they will die is when you now say, hey, and they don't say, stop, you will not get up. I am so good to you. And then he enters the dancing floor with you and begins to dig it like a Niger Delta man. Somebody will say, just give me a chance, let me die. Because I cannot imagine that my God will dance. Listen to me, he delights in your praises. Does the word delight looks like does it look like frowning? Delight looks like frowning, have you? If a king is happy with you when you sing, see, after he will get up. Yes. Is that not so? And then he will begin to. I told you, go and write it down. I say in heaven, there will be water. It will pour on people's face because they will faint, literally. God is not hard. God likes you the way you are. God wants. Don't pray like me. Eh? Pray like he's sitting beside you and you are having a conversation with your father. Now, when we talk about the creator God, you need to understand that your influence and relevance in life is automatically tied to the solutions in your hands, whether digital, physical, perceived. Do you know that when Moses went back to Egypt, he was not the only one whose rod could turn to a serpent. Do you know that? So it's called Serpent 1.0. But his rod could swallow, his software add something else that others could not attain to. It could swallow up other systems and still have capacity to stand. The moment his rod, his coding skills, his fashion skills, man of God, do you know that? God is a very funny person. The gift he gives to some people is not really a gift. It's just something people perceive around them. He dresses well. That's their gift. Anything they wear suits them. And anytime they wear that thing, if they want to dress and look like the wife of the president, they will look like it. And based on that, people are willing to extend the hands of fellowship to them because there is something about them. It's a grace for perceived value. When people look at you, they're like, okay, hello, madam, why are you sitting? Please come to the office, come to the office. Your job is to look nice, smile pretty, look fine, and show up. She must learn how to write code. If she's looking at you and you're in the same house and confusing her anointing with your own, you did not come to this world to write Python and Java. Your own is to make sure you invest in yourself and show up. And when you see the president, say, good morning, Mr. President. Ah, madam, follow me. When Musa shows up, sir, we have built the second level of infrastructure and we are ready to go live. So that's our language. Your own is, good morning, Mr. President. So when you show up, just to tell them, so we are feeding 10,000 kids this year. Minister of Information, approve. Finance, approve. Your own, they will give you computer. Come and explain to us how this infrastructure, how this thing will happen. Come and explain, because you said it's ready. Come and explain. When you enter the creator space, one of the things God will introduce to you is that you will know the area of your anointing. Did you hear me? I said the moment you enter the creator space, God will allow you come to that place where you now know where you are anointed for, what you are anointed for, and what you are not. And because you will find that there are certain things you will do with ease. Not that there are no challenges, but you will still do them with ease. And there are some areas, there are no go areas. Even if they wake you up in the night, bro, not be my, no, it's not. If you want this one, go to Shem. Somebody called me, somebody rushed to me after the meeting yesterday. Say, God, the Holy Spirit told me that you have a word for me. I said, he did not tell me. Shake him up. You want me to lie? So the question is, if the Holy Spirit told you and you heard, why can't he tell you? I just are looking at me now. I'm seeing myself on the bed in Lagos. If you have not been privileged to sleep in different hotels, you will think it's fun. You can sleep in a beautiful hotel and you will live there with neck pain because of the pillow. It's not fun though. If you put me in a good hotel, and I've slept in some very good places, I go, wow, this is lovely. Just to encourage, thank you. It's just to encourage you. I'm not impressed. You see that my flat mattress at home, I believe it more than anything. I trust that one. Because they say, well, I will lie down like this. Oh, till tomorrow. But you may not agree with me because you still want to sleep at around Cheratin, and if it's okay, no problem. The lady came and said, oh, sir, can you tell me what the... I said, do you mean the Lord told... The Holy Spirit. Said, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. My God. He told you to come to me, a sinner. I say, are you sure? He said, I know what he said. He said, so why can't he tell? I said, okay, so go and tell him that I said I did not hear anything. And that he should tell you which area Gongo is the information. Because, you know, this thing is like, you know, in sorry, oh. You know, when you are writing, when you are learning, where is John? When you are learning Python or JavaScript, at some point they will ask you, where do you want to specialize? Which library? So maybe the information, they kept it somewhere, and I don't know, you know. So ask them, where is it? Is it Django? Is it? Tell me, where is it? Because since you are here, you have the information. Kindly ask, send another email. Where? Because me that you are looking at, I'm feeling very sleepy, and I'm trying to get home. I don't want to sleep off. So after revival, I slept off while going home, and something happened. So, Biko, quickly go and ask him. Once he tells you, call me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why would somebody be saying that? Because any area in God you explore, you will move from the beginner phase, you will move into the developmental phase, you will move into the managerial, the administrative space, and you will come into the creator space. Then you will come into the divinity phase. So, when you come into the creator space, what it means is that when you hear a problem in your area of specialization, your brain begins to work like you are like solution mode. Who understands what I'm saying? Like someone is discussing, we want to do this. But what you are hearing, your mind, you are hearing two things. You are hearing what the person is saying, but your mind is already saying, for this, we may use this software, we may use this way. Your brain has entered creator mode. It's a solution mode. If you are not in that dimension, when you hear the problem, you will hear panic. Panic. Panic will be in your heart. Hey. You feel the problem because you know they came to you and you also do not have the solution. You are waiting for the person to go so you can say, Sheo, are you familiar with... Sheo will say, calm down, explain. What? Calm down, I want to hear you. You are already in panic mode. Has anyone ever told you to calm down and talk properly? You want to see everything at once because you are confused. And the person say, calm down. Can you give me okay, write it down. Do you know how the most difficult is for someone to say, write what you want down? You now realize you don't even know what you want. You thought you wanted to do 10 things today. 10 things. You woke up feeling overwhelmed in your mind. Please, do I have such people in this church? You wake up, the day has not started, you are already overwhelmed. You are already seeing the way the work will flow in the office today. Then you now tell yourself, okay, pastor says always write down. You now realize you can't write down more than 2 things. Can you relate? Is this too, you see, writing brings clarity. Go and look at most productive people. They write. Even when they're in the plane, look at them from afar. Writing or reading. I'm talking about the creator. Somebody is laughing, shaking his head. I'm telling you how you will enter, because that is a gateway that will only be given to you when you have been seen to be consistent along certain levels. In the beginning, God created the heavens. So while he was creating the heavens, so many things. Sometimes when building an application, you now begin to realize that for this thing to be like this, we need to make provision for other things. For instance, somebody gave me, I think 6 years ago, I still have that material in my wardrobe. I've not sewn it because I don't even know what to do with it. But it's a lovely material. I don't know the names of materials. The only material I know anywhere is lace and Ankara. I don't know much. So, but it's not my field. I don't care. But if someone were to ask Fatima or Alfred or Sister Remy, who else is in the fashion space here? Sister Shade, Fola Shade. Now say, Ankara. And you are looking worried. Yeah? So when is the project? I say we'll get back to you. Because the moment I say the first word, I say, okay. Okay. Hold on. You want to check on ChatGPT what Ankara is? Or what... Sir. We'll get back to you. My manager will get back to you. That's the end of that conversation. So, what am I saying to you? You cannot enter the creator space if you are disorganized. If you are the type of person that says, as the spirit lead, you cannot enter that space. Oh, church is quiet now. I said, if you are disorganized, you cannot enter the creator space. Or if you enter, you will not be able to maximize it. You can come into an organization, the Lord gives you a new opportunity, come into a space, but God is sending you there to take over. But he just used a different arrangement to bring you inside. The moment they start hearing you, because, and that's why I always say to us in this church, you cannot be in an organization and you are in a Zoom meeting, at the office Monday meeting, and you don't talk. It's a red flag. Say, yeah, I know what I know. We know what we know. We are going to sack you in this office. As I'm looking at you now, I've written your name down. How can you be here? You won't talk. But when you are in the kitchenette, crack, 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 we can hear the spoon moving. We can hear you ordering for more wraps of amala. Talk. Why God may not take a pen and write, but when he saw the problem, he declared who he was. I am the creator. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make... That means before God does anything, he talks to himself. And you leave your mind open for strange thoughts to come in. Yet before God will do anything, he will talk. Say, let us make man. He spoke to himself. That is the equivalent of writing in the spiritual. The scripture says that my tongue he has prepared as the pen of a ready writer. Which means your tongue is the equivalent of a pen in the spirit. God has put a lot of things in you. You shouldn't be praying and saying, God, give me. What you'll be saying is, God, show me. It's there. It's there. There are certain people whose gifts are creations of their pain. Those things were born out of their rejection. Someone grows up and says, Lord, he said, Pastor, I want to start an NGO that caters for... secondary school students who can't pay for their school fees or write JAMB or WAEC. Why? That vision is born out of his own experience. So when you are communicating your vision to a potential investor, you can in 1 minute tell the person what you do. And please, I beg you in the name of God, when they ask you what you do, don't go and tell them I pay school fees for children and everything. Say, no, we offer a solution that gives visibility and structure to secondary school students, offering them opportunities in the global market. But then you continue. When you go to the boardroom, you don't talk like you're on the street. You have to use the boardroom language. And here now, we are moving to boardroom. All of you here are going to the boardroom. Okay, the person that needed the prayer did not say amen. Let me tell you, I think last December, America wished everybody Merry Christmas, right? I hope you know the meaning of what I just said. Saudi Arabia wished the Christian world Merry Christmas. Dubai, because you have customers, wished every Christian Merry Christmas. London said, Happy Holidays. Many European countries said, Happy Holidays. The king of Saudi Arabia knows. He's not threatened by your desire to follow Jesus and he can wish you Merry Christmas. America is saying Merry Christmas again because of Donald Trump. And they are waiting for him to go, but he will not go. God will keep him there. Because you need a level of madness to make things happen. Your rise amongst us, God raising you from amongst us, sir, taking you into the... I'm placing you in the midst of those who make relevant decisions. It's beneficial for him. Imagine there was no Daniel in Babylon. Imagine. Just imagine. Daniel and his friends were not in Babylon. Or they died when going to Babylon. What would have happened to Israel? In Babylon, a lot of Israelites were already acclimatizing. They were already speaking the language. Some had even married Babylonians. Some had already said, well, we serve God in our heart. Well, we move. It was a man that said no. It was appointed unto us that 70 years. Then the Lord will cause us to go back to our homeland. One man can make a difference. I mean, you can make a difference. And you, my brother, can make a difference. You are not as small as you think. It is the people in your office that want you to think you are small. Refuse it. Anything that makes you look small before a man like yourself, you must reject it. It's a spiritual attack. Your company cannot pay, but they will go out and recruit somebody from outside and give that person double. Do you think organizations still follow salary structure? They follow negotiation structure.
Yes.
See how much you want to earn. Drag it and settle it. In fact, one of my mentors said, you must grab it, steal it, take it, and run away with it. That's what my mentor said. And he did not just say it. He proved it. He told you before he did it. And someone is angry at me that I'm talking about boardroom. He said, this is what I'm going to do. And when you laugh, when you were abusing, he was dancing. He was dancing. Because he knows you are not a factor. You are not a factor. He will get what he wants. He knows. When some people were making speeches on Twitter and they say, Emir of Kano, what do you want? I'll give you 3 ministers. Deal. Yunko, say you give me this and say, okay, deal. Pay, write it down. All the people we are owing. Those people just come out and call their people. Obalola, that's the next president. And that's it. But when he did that, he did not sleep. There was still a plan to grab it and run away with it. In case somebody disappoints, grab it and run away. Smart man. So you can be creative in the wrong place, but it's still creativity. This year, don't just plan, execute. Come on, say amen. This year, don't just plan, execute. I know you have the professional mode. Now, the creator mode is in the business world. Please, are you hearing me? I said the creator mode is in the business world. The moment God decided to recreate this earth, he had something he wanted to achieve here. He didn't do it because, I hope you know, there are many planetary bodies where there life cannot live there. But he kept one and said, this one, I want it to look just like heaven. He said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this earth was created to be a mirror for the heavens. Your life was created to be a mirror of the happenings and the beauty of heaven. And that's why you see someone say, oh, she's so beautiful. Then you walk to the next, you see another, ah, this one is so beautiful. Exactly. When you look at God, he changes. That's why they keep saying, holy, 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 holy. Because he's not the same. You research about him, you get confused, you stop. You research about him, at some point you break into revelation. You can never see the end of his glory. Never! When the angels come, they resume today again, they will notice, and they say, they are not tired. There is no bigger or greater word through which they can express the magnificence of our God. So they cry holy. He has a boardroom of 24 elders that sit with him. And yet, anytime the praise of God begins to rise, you will see them, they take off their crown. As glorious as these elders are, they are nothing to be compared. Nothing to be compared. That is the one who says, let them have dominion. It wasn't a motivational message. It was a declaration of inheritance. If you are my child and you look like me, and I told you last week, say, let them look like us, and let them what? Okay, check your notes. Put up verse 26 or 27. So let us make them in our image and what? So when we say image, what are we talking about? Look at your note. Representation. What does representation mean? It means that you, when you show up, it is very easy for us to know that it is from this kingdom. It's just like it's just like coming to being sent by the government of Nigeria, and you go to China. You know, Nigeria has a lot of exchange programs they do with China, and you now get to China and you are dressing like a Chinese, they will not recognize you. But the moment you come with your agbada, or you come with your, as you are descending the plane, they can tell this is probably who we are looking for. He said, let them look like us, both externally. And how do you think God looks like? Glory. What did man lose when he fell? Glory. Say, for all have sinned and come short. So the glory was now here. Man could no longer reach unto it again. But when man was in God, the glory was a part of his constitution. The glory was what the animals saw and they honored man. The glory was what man, nature and creation saw. That when man said, this will be called a whale, and this will be called seas, and this will be called a lion, it answered to the name. When God said, let them be like us, he wasn't playing. He was saying, let us put on this earth glory workers, people who walk on earth carrying the glory of heaven, and they are going to the bank. Let us carry people, men and women, children, walking in the glory of God, and they are going to the classroom. Let us have some young people writing codes and fashion designers and mechanics and designers, and let's have government workers, let's have accountants, people who walk into the office. But if you have spiritual eyes, you will see glory walking. You won't see a man. You see glory walking. And that is God's verdict about you. And it has not changed. I say it has not changed. And that is why Satan uses challenges and setbacks to distract you. So that you begin to look at the problem, not looking at what God has said. The solution to your problem is still what God has said. I said the solution to your problem is not looking at the problem, is focusing on what God has said. Hallelujah. And it's what says that what? He said, you are a child of glory. He said, let us make them in our image. Image speaks of representation. You look exactly like God and you can represent him. He said, today, he said, you are my son. Today, have I begotten you? He's talking about what? Image. Then he said, let us also make them in our likeness. Speaks of what? Functionality. They are able to function like God. You are also able to look at someone and say, be healed, be restored. Can I also tell you that being healed and restored doesn't only have to do with people who are sick? It has to do with coming into an organization or into a space, and the place becomes fruitful because you are there. The scripture tells us that God began to bless the house of Potiphar because of Joseph. Did they do anything differently? No, a man just came in. The boy that was the reason for the blessing was a slave. The boy that was the reason for the blessing was in chains. The boy did not even know. Is it possible that you are carrying something and you do not know, but everybody is benefiting from it and they hide it from you? Somebody said, is a senior software engineer. He was promised a director role in the organization. So I was listening to his story. And when it was time for the promotion to be done, and the boss kept saying to him, keep working hard. Keep working hard. Is that not what they are telling you? Keep working hard. Keep working hard. Your time will come. I tell God, beg you, and for those of you listening from the US, be working hard though, but don't trust that man. They went to recruit a fresh graduate without experience. Please, make it make sense. A director's role, a fresh graduate from Covenant University. How? Why am I sweating? How? All the servers. You know, you start thinking all the things you are doing. You know, systems can crash. But if you have been playing with that thing, you can almost tell the things you need to check randomly to ensure that that application is almost always up. All the late night. All the promises. And then they have the effrontery to say, Benga, you will train him. My contract doesn't include training. That's HR. God now helps you. And God has even made it so possible. There is nobody that can write code in HR. It's also in both grammar. I should train a fresh graduate as a director to understand what I have been doing for years that you promised me. I will not train him. And they said, that's a violation of your staff employee code of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He said, the employee code also did not state that when you make a promise, you should not keep it, Abi. You kept encouraging me to put in my best. Meanwhile, the brother now heard that the matter was discussed in the kitchenette. Somebody heard the man saying, Shayo cannot go anywhere. He's too loyal to revolt. That's why they did what they did. They don't look at it as, where will she go? Where will he go at his age? Where will he go? Who will employ him? Who will employ me? Who will employ me? The junior other developers in the company came to him and said, Brother Pat, I'm so sorry. They robbed you of that role. He said, no, nobody should say anything. Just say, I just want you to know we are with you. Because he's the one coordinating everybody. You bring a small boy. See, I'm a Christian, but there are some things. Don't play with me. Don't play. This is 2026. Don't play with me. If I talk, you say if it's God's will. If you, I will stone you with this microphone. If I hear you tell me that if it's God's will, I will get it. I will stone you with Okuta. You made me a promise, and I worked off hours that I didn't claim. For years, you now have to bring someone that has not even been tested. All he did was in a demo environment. He said, I should train him to be my boss. He came the next day with a query was waiting. He told them, don't worry about your query. Take. He gave them letter. So I'm going now. Say you cannot leave. You have to give maybe 2 weeks notice. He told them, he said, did you give me notice before breaking out? He said, I'm American. And the last time I checked, there's freedom of movement. I'm free to resign. I also applied. Take the remaining salary. They did not know the man was setting them up. Say, if you go, you will not be able to get a reference. The guy walked away. And that claim is not an empty claim. There are companies, and I don't know if it happens in Nigeria, but once you are in the bad books and you come back, if I think in the US they have a database where they punch in, the word is ineligible for employment. So that means you are a criminal. You did not leave your last office properly. The guy left 9 a.m. sat in the car at the parking lot and cried. He cried. Then he drove off. As he was going home, he realized that this was the first time in 8 years that he drove out and he saw the sun. In the daytime, he saw the sun. And he was not going anywhere, he was going home. So he went home, made some coffee, cooked, played video games. Yes, you should buy PS5 or whichever. Try to buy one this year to cool off the stress. Because some things will not answer to Theophilus Sunday. They answer to video game. I have one. I'll not tell you to buy if I don't have. I have one. Sometimes I want to exercise my anger on a robot. I'll go and play Mortal Kombat. When I have meetings with clients and they frustrate me, I go there. I look for someone to beat. The anger is coming from within. Oga fikini le sign check here. Sign this thing. Just they ask me questions. Leave sign. Sign. Let's call it a day. Say no. We want some documentation. Say. Where's my video game? Raiden versus Lukang. Iwoda. Look for someone to beat him. Or buy boxing gloves. Box something. God help you last month. That day you now stop me. They arrested my friend, Pastor Desmond, when he was driving that Benz that he talked about. Pastor Desmond gave them the key. He said, take. I'll take Keke and go. You can take the car. Man said, will you come back? He said, Shebi, you stop me. Take the car. The car is not worth much anyway, but you can have it. He stopped to ask a man for directions. Can I go this way? The man said, hey, but you know this is, you're not supposed to park here. To ask you for help. You are a uniform man. Say yes, this is the road, but I see. I just came out, gave him the key. Say, take the car, take the key. Let me park all my property. The man came, say, Oga, come back and take your car. Come back. He said, No, you keep it. I give you happily. Because when you ring the engine, first time, second time, third time, say, hey. Take. Because how many? This year alone, do you know how many times I ring? Take the car. Let me have peace. You ring it. Every time you are a mechanic, ring it. You now stop me. Take. Do you have a car? Take. I've packed all my bag, my laptop, iPad. The man started begging him. Say, come back. Because the question is not a matter of towing the vehicle again. I have given you. Drive it home. Since you know the road. Our brother got home. And in 48 hours. I pray that the spirit of essence will come upon you. The spirit of essence is that extra touch. That helps you look into your computer. And you are seeing something others are not seeing. You look at a design in front of you. And you are seeing something. It's the extra touch. That is what kings pay for. When they contract you. It's not that anybody cannot do what you are doing. There's something. That touch. Like there's. You don't. That. I don't know how to describe. It's like a touch. There's something about what you do. It feels different. The application the company gives us support their client with now went down. What they didn't know was that brother, because of the nature of that application, used to do some things at home to manage that software. He knows all the major clients. He knows their time zones. He knows the peculiarity. The other developers are just fine with writing and deploying. He was the project leader. He knows that thing. He knows it. It's like back end. It's like part of him. He knows the period that usually will have a downtime. 48 hours. Then I realized there was nobody in the company. I beg you, don't teach them everything you know. I'm not teaching wickedness. I'm telling you, don't teach them everything you know. They told me in my office while I was in the bank. They said we are going to do some resizing and reshuffling and what? What's that official language? Downsizing, right sizing. My boss said, make sure that Rauf and ZTT show them the things you do. I want to be training them. I say, Amy. I want them to be very good. They will not be good. There's a particular application I'm using in my office. There's a way. I have to use one leg like this. You know, I have to raise one leg like this for that system to work. I don't know if you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying there are some applications that just by logging in doesn't mean it to work. The IT officer told me, he said, this system is not compatible with this application, the system you are using. He said, so for you to use it, always put your hand on this button. Then use the other hand to be running it. I said, He said, and this is the only system in this bank that can do it. So I heard that one. When I go on leave, I know they will call me. Say, you not go call me. You will call me to greet me. What do you mean? I go on leave, you will not greet me. Because that system will not work. You will not call me. Who are you? A customer is waiting here. You will not call me. You will not call me. Why will you not call me? Who are you? You must call me. When they come, say, Gbenga, I'm so sorry. One day my boss come, say, Gbenga, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I say, it's okay. It's okay. I know why he's calling. You know, I say, I tried to log on your system. I say, you cannot log in. You cannot log in. Say, the client is irate. The client is angry. We are trying to manage. I say, manage him now. Let him go to another branch. He say, no, your system in this VI is the only one that is active on that application. I say, okay, so what do you want? I say, tell me, use your mouth to tell me. What do you want? I want to help you. Say, I know you are on leave. I say, you need my password, I believe. You know I'm on leave. If there's fraud now. I say, well, I trust you. And I told him, I trust you. I said, can you give me, do you want us to do remote task? I said, no need, this is the password. I know the thing will still not work. Because the man told me, raise one leg. When you want to use this thing, it's like, you don't understand me. What better is okay. There's one song like that in my mother sing. What better is okay, mommy. That thing doesn't follow any law of science. Somebody is not hearing me because you want to go there on tomorrow and give them everything. What do you think is that? Do you think anybody will allow you to negotiate if you don't have something against them or above them rather? Do you think anybody? I sat in the boardroom. Last week, I sat in the boardroom and they said, let's not argue. They told me, say, let's not fight. We want this thing. You have it. Let's agree. I said, it's not. I don't know. Say, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. When we fought and fought and fought, and that is what we do in the boardroom, we fight. Because you must have information on everybody that can give you problem there. Know something about them. Know where they eat. Know where they sleep. Know the kind of car they drive. Know why they are negotiating and know what you can use. You will argue. The server crashed. Only for the man who brought in his brother from Covenant University to now be saying, no, you mean nobody in this place can fix this thing? They say the person that resigned was the one managing it. Eh? So they called him. And you still have a contract with us? The brother laughed. He said, it's like you don't know yourself. In our call, he said, Mark. No, before he said, say, Mark. You still haven't gotten, you are not getting it yet. I left. I walked away from you. You didn't fire me. I walked away. You are not, I want you to process. I walked away. You are not a good person. I walked away from you. I'm not. Say you are not getting, you call me as if. It's okay, I'm sorry. I know I made some mistakes. He said, no. You don't need to be sorry. You did what you did because that was what you wanted to do. And I did what I did. Because that thing will not rise again. Hear me. If you can hear me at the back. They built an application. Huh? They left the application in the hands of a developer. That man was, the brother that designed was angry because he was the first developer in that company. Most of what they would have had to be paying for. When the company started, the guy was building it in-house free. So the company was just too happy that the everything was moving on. They didn't look at the copyright, patent. So when, because he developed all those things, and he realized that this is actually my work, and he went out and got a patent on those softwares. So now the problem the company has is two. Number one, the thing has crashed. Number two, you have been illegally using a software for 8 years without paying the owner. Come on, say creator mode. Oh, are you here now? This story is not about design, you know. I'm telling you that after you have created the product, put your patent. That's how creator. When God created man with soil, he put his own spirit. That is why no matter what you do, he will claim your soul when you die. He put his own spirit into man. That was the patent. That is why people say, I don't believe in God. You will still dream. You will have dream. You still have certain things that make you feel like, Iblis said there's another world after this place. So you may not have evidence, but something your mind will be telling you, there are things that happen in this earth that defy normal explanation. You will know, even in that your philosophy, you will know. So now, you know that day they were telling him that you cannot resign based on clause. He now told Mr. Mark, go and check the patent clause of the so. Say, go and read it. He said, then check the owner of the, you know, you have not been paying for some years. The man did not understand. He still did not understand. When you are working for free, remember that this thing is your baby. If you can, get your patent. That is what qualifies you to be creator. Yeah. Don't just sit there, shakata, blah, blah. Hey, stop it. Stop it. Don't speak in tongues again until you have your patent. When they see that thing, they should know that it's coming from you. They went and realized that the brother had kept the copy of the patent, photocopy, in the file, in the IT room, or in the IT archive. They saw that the person they fired was actually the owner of the software they've been using for years. What do you want? Say, well, I'll send you a bill, first of all. Because you promised that you will make me ineligible, and I don't want to work again. Even me, I don't want to work. I love video games. I love watching the sunrise by the beach. Yeah? When I have money, I'll buy a house by the beach. Where I can watch this, you know. I'll be on the 10th floor watching all the mummy waters as they come out. It's what I want. I don't want to go to heaven like this. You also traffic, you now go to heaven. No. Do you know that your imagination is what God... God looked at the imagination of a people and said nobody can stop them. Don't leave your mind to the devil. Imagine. If God wants to even do something for you, there is no data, there is no audit trail of your thought patterns that he can bless. Do you know that this boy that they sacked, this man that they sacked, wrote a letter? Because when they now saw how much they were owing him, the boy now said, well, you are going to pay me, then I want this person fired, then I want a seat on the board. You didn't hear that request, so. I want Mark and his boy fired. If not, I will not come back. I will not only collect my money, I will sue you. Number two, I want to be part of the board, the owners of this. Now the question is, do you want to fight? All your data is hosted on this man's... You are not hearing me. It takes an IT person to understand what I'm... I say all your data, everything about this company, legal, HR, IT, personnel, logistics, transport, all your directors, the guy can look inside that thing and pick everything out. Do you want to risk that? Because you know you are using it and you did not pay. You know you are already a thief. You are using this. They gave him a big seat, welcomed him back with celebration. Fire the other man. Creator mode. You are only entitled to claim what you made. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. Don't be reckless this year. There are many things you can create. You don't have to be a software developer or anything. There are many things you can create. Listen to me. Many times those things are not even far away from you. There are things you probably already have an idea about. And if you don't, you can start learning now. Give yourself 8 months to recover the rest of your life. As anointed. See, and I like to believe I'm anointed. Busayo. What you do with your entrepreneur business? I don't understand. I can gather those people, but I don't know. I will ask Pastor Tokwe, Pastor Bara, and I can assure you they are pastors. They don't know. They may even feel offended. You know, the ushers are supposed to greet people as they come. They will be expecting the people to greet them because they are big men. You understand? They are big men. Bala is an area manager. You greet him. Who are you? You greet him. But you ask Bala to come and maybe except for someone, you want us to be ushers for Pastor Adeboye. But which is okay anyway. No, which is okay. It's very okay. It's very okay. If I'm Bamra, I'm happy. I will leave this church and go and be a usher for him. Without even asking for your permission, you will just see me. Say somebody shout out. You see me jumping. Those of you that are not laughing, I don't know what today is. This year, you have to be happy, so that when the person God sends to you comes, he must be happy to see you. What's the problem? There's no problem. I said there's no problem. I said there's no problem. You have no problem. The only thing is that today, this year, me and God have conspired against you. We will push you. Amen. We will push you into that place God has desired for you. Yes. And you'll be 10 times better. And believe me, 10 is a lot. Because 10 was enough to put Daniel beside the king. I said 10 was enough for Daniel to speak a language and the king does not understand. Yes. In the beginning, God created. God is a creator. And that is how he has made you. And that is how he has blessed you. There was a particular brother. How many of us, man of God, you know... Ragolis. That bottled. That was the first of the bottled. Do you know his testimony? Who has heard his testimony before? Do you know his story? The man, bring it out a bit, sir. The man was so poor, and one day he went to church, and the pastor was saying, the way I'm talking now, because some people are waiting for me to prophesy, just hear this message. Believe me, you'll be all right. The pastor was preaching at the barra. He said, God says what he wants to give to you is already in your backyard. That's what the pastor was. They thought it was just a regular. He said, it is in your backyard. Look around you. Tell your neighbor. Tap two people. Say, look around you. Look at people were just greeting. You know, like normal church. But the man was hearing something else. Say, in my backyard. In my backyard. In my backyard. He was so poor. He said, when he when he got to, he went to the back of the house. You know, in those days, we don't build houses like this. Your house will probably be in the middle. You have the front yard, the backyard, you know, side yard. He said all he saw there was a well. Well. This is the only thing here. It was from that well that the idea of bottled water came out. That's why for many people in our past generation, even when you buy bottled water, in your mind you have Ragolis. That name, Ragolis, is, oh, Sister Patience, you know, it's in your head. It's in your head. That's right. It's just like saying Maggie or close up. Or what? Indomie. All the noodles. Pampers. But this was a man in this is not American or this Nigerian. He went to church and the pastor said, because how you hear matters. Let there be light. And the earth responded. The space responded. Do you understand how the creator mode works? You must see it in your mind. Then you must speak it. Are you hearing me? How the creator mode works. That thing must be clear in your heart, in your mind. Once it forms properly, light will be. Are you here? If you see yourself making straight A's, guys, young guys here, listen to me. If you see yourself in your mind having straight A's in all your subjects, once that thing forms and you can see maths A, English A, business studies A, civic A, and the other subjects, once it forms such that you can wake up in the morning and you see your imaginary result and you see A's, the next thing God did was he spoke. You see, that when someone says, I don't like praying, do you see how the host of heaven are feeling for him? Because prayer is supposed to be a consequence of revelation. When the Lord ministers to you, and you have seen it, if for instance, you keep feeling that you will never be married, take the matter beyond the issue of marriage. Go before the Lord. First son, Chukwuebuka. Second son, Nnamdi. Tochukwu. Create a Gmail account with their name. He called the things that be not. When God spoke into the darkness, the earth did not know what light was. But whatever God saw manifested. What he saw in his mind when he said, let there be light. That thing he saw manifested. And I hope you know when that light manifested, there was no sun. Go and read your Bible. It was much later God created the sun. Oh. My case is not hard for God. God doesn't have to follow the normal route for me. I say God doesn't have to follow the normal route for me. He can bypass the sun and give me light. He can bypass every protocol and take me to the very top. Let me tell you, those people who are there are not better than you. They only found their way to the top. Oh, You see, for those of us that are bankers, I think Taiwo, those of us, Shade, I don't know about you, but there are sometimes HR sends an email introducing one new ED that have been appointed. Then they will give us a brief about him. You hear he has been in the bank industry for 15 years. Then you look at yourself, how many years have I been here? Do you understand? Like, it's not really, that thing they sent is not making you happy. Because like, this guy became an ED in 15 years. How? That's the next question. Because you are here. And my boss kept telling me, Benga, oh, the way they were telling that IT guy. Oh, you are so reliable. You are so, because even on Sunday as the pastor of this church, I was going to work. 5 a.m. I'm in church. Pastor David will be here. Pastor, it's time for the word. I say, I'm just climbing Third Milan Bridge. One day my boss told me, you must get to the office by 6. We need to resolve all these network issues. And I got there. And I called him. Say, said, where is this place at Isolo that used to have very bad roads then? Is it Ago? Ago? You have not seen Ago. If you see Ago, you will know that there's road and there's road. He said, he's still trying to, that the roads are so bad, he can't get out of that. I said, I'm already on the island. I'm in the office. Say, okay. Just wait. In my mind, I was looking at the time. Service has started. Hey! When he came, morning, sir. Yes. We opened, because you cannot go in alone. Went in. Check. Are you sure we'll be able to resolve this? Let's resolve it too. I'm not coming back here. Pastor David was calling. When I was rushing back to this church, my car did a 360 on Third Miller because I was over speeding. Like, my enemy should have died. Like, can you imagine? Like the car moved like this. No traffic. Nobody was behind me. But in my mind, I needed to be in church. What shouldn't I have just told David, preach? But I didn't tell David to prepare. So the choir that day sang. And so on and so, I love this church, they like worshiping God. No. It's not, that was not the reason why we are singing. So I do all of that. You now send me an email that somebody who has been in the industry same time says the ED transformation. They now create one department, corporate transformation. And when it will be going around all the branches. And when the comes, you are welcome, sir. The person you collected letter same day. I know they do it. The only way to break that cycle and break that bridge, you will move from where you are into the professional mode. Professional mode here means that you become very good at what you do. Then you will now move to the creator mode, where you are not only creating, you are owning. Come on, say own. You are owning. You are owning the knowledge. You are owning the patent. You are owning the design. You can walk into a boardroom or a strategy meeting and tell them, anywhere you see this thing, that's our name. And believe me, I am not telling you anything that is new. The Almighty God already said, let them be like us. And if the unction of the Spirit is the basis for which you are rising into this thing, there is nothing you see that will make you turn your back on God. Nothing. So I don't understand people who say, oh, they became rich and they stopped following God. What is money? No. What is money? You mean paper? What is money? What is money? Because of money. I don't understand you. Because of money. God is not followable again. Ah, I tire for you. I bow for you. Look inside. It teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. There is something you are even probably already doing. Already doing. I was talking to my brother and he said to me, he said, I run a YouTube channel and all I do there is we teach people maths. He just puts his camera like this and a whiteboard and explains difficult concepts. Okay, today we want to look at standard deviation, and he teaches it. And then, okay, next tomorrow we'll be back. We'll look at this other topic. No fluff, no nothing. He just teaches. And one day he went to the YouTube studio and found that YouTube had been paying him. He didn't know. He had already accumulated from Nigeria alone 6,000 subscribers. He was just happy. You see, because when I talk about this, you are thinking about software. I'm saying that you are already doing that thing now. It's just that you are not thinking that thing means anything. Some others are teachers, but they are not seeing this part. The guy just gets home, puts on the Samsung phone, teaches physics, teaches chemistry. At some point, he started getting some teachers around to help him record, and he teaches and even gives them a token. But YouTube was paying him in dollars. Guess what? He works for the government. What he does has nothing to do with teaching. It's just like working in the Ministry of Information. But you are producing this type of content. And there are many people who want their children to learn. So you go and watch that guy. In fact, it's your mom that will subscribe for you. Oh yeah, subscribe. Subscribe. So when you upload the next video, we will know. Own it. There's something you know, sir. My sister, there's something you know. You can start a YouTube channel and teach the young generation what investment is all about. If they will not pay you, let YouTube pay you. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, create it. Own it. This is the year of dominion and influence. Tell your neighbor, create it. Own it. The only way you will be committed is when you are looking in the path of creation. Whether it's in your industry. And that's why Satan will fight you, because he wants you to stop. But you will not stop. I say you will not stop. You see this, your hands, they will not deceive you. Some of us here, we are so blessed by God. Anything we cook must burn. Anything we cook must burn. Even rice. You have not given your wife her flowers. You think it's magic that she just knows the amount of salt to put in that food. She will travel tomorrow for 3 days. You look like bonga fish by the time she comes back. You think it's easy to just do like this? In your mind, you see the salt, Abby. And it's accurate. My wife was going out a few weeks during, I think it was during Christmas. Said she left something in the, is it the grilling? I don't know, the oven or something. Said I should turn it off in 10 minutes. Me, I knew I would not remember. As she was going, I knew I would not remember. Hey Siri, set my alarm for 10 minutes. And I put the phone beside me. Counting down. This was what saved me. And I still forgot. When I remember, I see the way I bolted. And I realized I wasn't sure which of these buttons actually turns off this. I looked at the other one. Okay, it's like this. Turned it off. And I brought it out. I said, I'm not sure if this thing has burnt. I just left it like that. That when she comes, if she doesn't shout, that means it's okay. You're already doing that thing. Now own it. Polish it. If God will bless the work of your hands, there must be something in your hands. Don't start a business where you sell clothes and tell people it's a side gig. There's no side gig. It's your creation. Own it. This side thing is what is making you unserious. You tell yourself it's something I'm doing by the side. No. No. Because that job that you are calling the mate, you can be fired from it tomorrow. That's your job. They can sack you tomorrow. Stop telling people it's a side thing. If you ask me to introduce myself, I will ask you, which of my introduction do you need? Because I have many things. To some people, I'm not a pastor. To some people, I'm even a singer. Because that's the only thing I do for them. I sing and they pay me. So, okay, they don't believe. Oh. They don't believe. Somebody in Canada was listening to one of my songs last week. Okay. They are. Now, let me tell you, in case you don't know, because some of you are laughing. Since they don't believe, when Jesus wanted to raise the daughter of Jairus, Jesus said she is sleeping. They laughed. Rapat, I paid a company abroad to use their application, and they gave me copyright for 600 songs every day. Every day or not every year, 600. Eh? 600. If you go online and sing those songs, you see those songs, I didn't put my name on those songs. You will never know that they are my songs. You are not laughing again. Laugh now. I paid them. The songs are copyrighted. They are mine. If you are looking for my trouble now, just try me and use the song. I'm not even making any money from them, but I intend to make money. Once my brain touch and I see people who can guide, I intend. It doesn't matter. It's not even about the money. It's just about the value you are even giving to the world. You think an opportunity will come and meet you when others are running towards opportunity? Huh? This is 2026. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Smell the coffee. The land is up for the taking. Come on, say amen.
Yes.
The land is up for the taking. But the Israelites must go to Canaan. And they must not go weak. Bara. We must not go weak. If you are in the corporate space, hear me. Hello, because some of you keep telling me, oh, you want to move from this to this aspect in your company. Listen to me. You need another type of wisdom. Nothing took Daniel from the training school to sitting beside the king. Outside is level of wisdom. So when you go to prayer, have maybe first day of every month, all you are asking is the wisdom that kings desire. That's the prayer point. 3 days. The wisdom that kings desire. Lord, you are the one that is wise. I am foolish. But Lord, if you breathe upon me, I will become wise. Lord, give me the wisdom that kings desire. And you pray that prayer 3 days, the first 3 days of every month. That's how to pray. No, you just say 1-2 minutes prayer. Say, Jesus, say, Father, we thank you. You and who? Why you are trying to log in your request? Do you know how many people are praying over the world, logging into the same server? Let the aroma that comes from my life be that which kings desire. Let the aura that comes around me, that flows from me, be that which kings desire. Lord, Lord, breathe upon me. I want to carry the smell of heaven. I want to carry the aura of heaven. Zipalados. If you are praying like that, will you think you've prayed after praying 5 minutes? Because this matter affects your destiny. You can be there first day, second day, third day. Because this year, brother, you must be at least 10 times bigger than what you are now. You cannot do it in the flesh. The skill is one aspect. But then we must now offer sacrifices unto the Lord. Job offered sacrifice for his family, for his business, for himself, for everything. And you say he won't bounce back. You say he won't bounce back. You are a joker. Everywhere God revealed himself to Abraham, he raised a sacrifice. He raised an altar to the Lord. Somebody was listening online at the prophetic meeting we just finished yesterday. And the person sent a message and says, I want to sow a seed from my brother. I want to sow a seed into the life of every pastor that ministered. Every. On that flyer alone, there were about maybe 8 or 9. And there were others that preached. The person said, everybody. Oh, don't you think the person probably got some value? But some people shouted amen. Some sowed a seed. We will not get the same thing out of that meeting. After you have identified the product you want to create or that you want to refine, ask yourself, what will it take to hold this thing to my advantage? Because a lot of us, we are lazy, but we call it, I'm taking my time. We have many fancy words for laziness now. What will it take? This thing that God is doing in my life, what will it take? Do you know that there are in this, your food business and bakery, do you know there are many witches there? And you want to stay in the same space with them. The devil is in the marketplace. Oh. I've told you the story about how I went to court my and one false prophet came and was taxing everybody. Abi? Have I said that story here? Abi? Okay, some of you have no idea. Come next week. Somebody was struggling with his marriage and he and his wife came to see me. It's not in Lagos, I was in another city. And he said, we are considering a divorce. And I said to them, I was at your wedding. I cannot divorce you. I don't know how to divorce. They did not, when I went to the school, they only taught me how to join wire. I don't know how to disconnect. So what's the problem? The wife was not even talking. She just said, I want to go. She's not fighting. She wants to go. I said, I don't know how to disconnect her. Because if I go and touch the wrong wire now. I said, but everyone that God has given me, when this church was going to start, the Lord told me. He said, all those that I give to you, he said, I will make them glow like the sun. He said, he told me. He said, it's not this thing. We didn't have one member when he told me. I say you are too young. You are too young. How old are you? 31. How old are you? You want to divorce? Do you pick divorce in the market like that? Divorce is very, you are too young. 30. You want to 30 years. How about now? When I was going, they still sold into my life. And I collected it. Because me, I did not divorce my wife. So you have given to this altar. I don't need your money. Even though the money was in dollars. So, but it's not, I don't need your money. It's not. I'm just telling you. You are too young. Go back home and repair your... I did not even cancel them again. Go on. When you go home, does he like pepper? Put plenty pepper in his food. Don't. That was the end of the matter. I don't understand how someone that is 28 years, 29, would be asking for divorce as if he's two wraps of pandedium. I don't understand. Both of them are saved. and they speak in tongues. So don't even look down on them. You see, God may be using you, but you also have limitations. Is blood pressure dropped? Like low of low. Not high. You know, somebody was preaching and saying, hey, it's because of pastor, they said that. But somebody would have shared the guy, thank God for my blessing, carry their bag, go. Nobody will even say, sorry, oh, the pastor, I want to bless him. But the man, we the pastors, you know, sometimes most of the front seats are empty. We're outside. Since this church started, I don't know, very few Sundays in these 11 years. I'm not someone that has headaches. I've been having headaches since we started pastoring this church. Every Sunday, and it's always on Sundays. I wake up every Monday morning with headaches. If I do not take paracetamol Saturday, Sunday night, I'll be very sick on Monday. You will never hear, okay, you have heard it now, anyway. Meanwhile, somebody will call me Sunday evening. Pastor. That's the price. You want to be in the creator mode. See the headache God is having with us now. See the headache God is having with us. That another president will come from his country, come and be helping us throw bomb here. I want you to think about it. That if you enter into this creator mode, you are helping God solve a problem. Are you with me? For instance, my little space, if there's a job opportunity, it's easy for me to recommend people. Because I may be part of those doing the interview. A pastor called me. This particular brother needs a job. He needs a job. I said the brother, the moment he told me about the brother, I said he can't do it. I had a vision. I said he can't do it. But I didn't tell the pastor I had a vision. He forced me. When I invited the brother for the interview, I asked him questions. He started lying to me. Then I started using prophetic anointing to say, this one is a lie. This one is a lie. If I ask you, how much do you earn? And you lie to me, I will know. I use my gift in the office. I'm not only a prophet here. I say you earn 80,000. I said that's a lie. And I told him, I say it's okay to be honest. And I encouraged him. He now confessed. The moment you confess, that's it. Because the role we are recruiting you for, you will owe 5 million cash. 5 million, 10 million. You will face clients who will give you money. Not transfer, cash. That's the nature of the job. So you will be tempted. So I told him I've moved the case to the board, to the MD, and if they say I should call you back. But of course I know they will not call you back. How come that amongst us we cannot even get people we can recommend? Someone asked me, say, can you recommend someone to handle the head of finance role? I could not get anyone for 3 weeks. Head of finance of a bank. I could not get anyone. Both in the body of Christ and in the world. I'm not the one who, I don't need the job, that job, but I'm just saying. So you see that when you decide to begin to think like a creator and you are taking what you do seriously, God is able to use you to solve part of the problems. Not that every time God wants to do something, he will be looking for people in the world. I need someone to open to have a gas plant or to start to own a oil block. My friend Pastor Kola told me that, you know, he started a university in Ivory Coast. Sometimes when I talk to him, I used to become tired. I feel, he makes me feel like I'm not serious or that I'm lazy. He left Nigeria, got a land, a property, paid for license, started a business university there where they will speak French and English. You have the license, say yes. You have the property, say yes. Wow. Ah, man of God, congrats. He's building, the last time we spoke 2 years ago, he was building a gas plant in Jos. But if you see him, he just doesn't look, it's not face. Death, what is on your inside? You cannot create it if you can't see it. Ogodori, you have to see it. People will look at you, they won't believe that it is inside this small body that all these inventions are coming out from. You are only small on the outside. You are not small on the inside. As long as you think it's always about salary, you will never rise into another level. Because the day your employer decides to do shege for you, that day you become angry and you don't have any patent. And I'm not saying don't work and earn a salary. Because some people now, they will take me to Insta blog and drag their father. I'm not against salary. I'm just saying there is a part of you have not met. That's all I'm telling you. And if you will take the next 6 months of your life serious, fine-tuning that part. Sometimes that thing has been buried under the soil. You have to take 2 months to be digging, to see where that thing was buried. Because years of neglect, so many things have covered up that gift. Do you know that integrity is capital?
Yes, sir.
Man of God, how many people can we leave our vehicle suite and say, please, help me take it and fix it. And you are sure that the car will come back better. That you will not be cheated. How many people can you tell, oh, I need a house, I need this. And they will not misrepresent the fact. Integrity is capital. That's why it's only Pastor Charles and Pastor Ose that I can conveniently give my car key to and say, take it and help me fix it. The Afar that fixed my car, he would take off his shoes and say, Pastor, Orile Moa, Pastor, Sesu, what he's saying is that he will remove his slippers and put it on the soil. In Yoruba culture, signifying that anyone who makes contact with the earth should not be lying to you. But the man was ripping me off. But then when he's done, I will not say, how much should I pay? Say, give me anything. Hey! Once you hear, give me anything, they have finished you. This one is fatality. It's brutality. They are about to take you out completely. Say, just give me anything. Hey! Say, we only change brake pad. My brother, go and check the price of that brake pad. They have finished you. So if you want to eat me, it's better you are my brother. Charles, go. If it's you that wants to eat me. But let me know it is my brother that is eating me. But this Alpha, you do like this. Very old man. Say, but only let me. Allah, Allah. 24,000, 48,000. That's how I was changing brake pad, changing everything. Say, Surah. Say, Orile Moa. Baba. Moto Hiti Wakwa. The car is okay now. Baba. When I start the car, I say, okay. The man is good though. But you see, on top of that money I spent. One day I told him, I said, I want to be learning some of these things you are doing. He said, And now I realize that's why mechanics hated my father. They don't like touching his car when he's there. Because he will see what you are touching. The next time, he will first touch that thing before calling you. So he said, sir, hello, Joko, we put a bench under the tree for you. Read paper. In those days of paper, you read paper. He said, no, what are, is it the brain boss? Where? He will start making, he said, daddy, calm down. Daddy, sit down. He said, no. Because he will, my dad will just talk to you till you touch something. He wants to see what, then he ask you, this one, what is it? He said, this one is brain boss. This one connect. He said, okay. Which of them? You touch something. He said, okay. This one will be, you will feel it. He said, this one. Okay. We are continuing. So there are some people you should not do anything in front of them. So like Brother Pat, you only do it once. Once, even half. Once he sees it, he will finish it for you. Let the Creator arise today. Listen, as we go home today, don't go and eat and be dancing. Take this message. Take a white paper, or if you have a whiteboard, everything that it is that you can do, write it out. Don't imagine it in your head. Write it out clearly. Then begin to knock off. Take out two wrong answers and leave two correct. And take out, no, how do they say it in, who wants to be able? Leave one correct answer and look at it. Assume that you are a consultant and you are trying to help your younger brother. Look at it. You are a lawyer. You need to ask yourself, what is that aspect of law that most people are neglecting? What will a Gen Z need a lawyer for? You know, Gen Z, they talk a lot, they type a lot, which means they can be sued a lot. You may want to say, okay, Pastor, for everyone here that has a product and they want to patent that, this is an idea, you know, that I will do it at half the price for them. It's at no risk. In fact, that patent now, because you are doing it, you do it for 3-4 people, you become very good at it. We were going to apply for what this certificate, this Kumul certificate for your Harvest Word. And the person that was supposed to do it was wasting time. And me, I am in the knowledge economy. Just, if you want to provoke me, just tell me I can't do it. Just tell me it's above you. I went to their website, I read. They said upload the file. The file must not be more than 30 KB. I said, is that possible? PDF file. I called Robimbo. He said, do it like this. It did not work. Do it like this. It did not work. Do it. Throw it up. I told him, say, throw it down. Throw it down. Can you upload? No. We did that thing till I submitted. After 3 months, they sent me a mail from EFCC, the Ministry of Trade. Say, rejected. I did it again. One day out of boredom, I just drove to EFCC office at Ikoyi. I said, I'm here to check for my me that they sent rejection letter to. But I was driving to VI. Boredom. See boredom. Oh. So I like problem. I enter EFCC office. I'm here for my certificate. Say, write your company name. Write your name. I have a word stream. I wrote that. Are you here? I say, yes. The thing was there. When they rejected me, they sent me letter. When they approved me, they did not tell me. And I went to FCMB months after. Oh, I saw them say, oh, some of our clients, their accounts are on PND and they don't have school moon. I said, that's what I do. Sir, Pastor, I said, that's what I do. I've helped many people. Did I know a Harvest Word? I said, I've helped many people. I said, do you have your certificate here? Hello, sir. What's the name of your company? Say, oh, okay. What's your line of, what do you do? Okay, get me this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, because I did it, and I saw the way they rejected me, I cannot, you see, upload a certificate in this format, this one. I did it many times, it's stuck. I don't need to read it again. I said, give me this. Say, how much? This was like 4 years ago. I said, I'll take 70,000 for each. Say, sir, I said, okay, keep suffering. Should be your account on PND. I said, come back, sir. I said,
I don't mean I endorse yet collect my ATM card though. If you don't go out and ask how much they are doing it. It's because of this man. It's my son in the Lord. The boy was used to call me my father in the Lord. I say it's my son. I don't. But I'm not here as a pastor. 70,000. And I was going to the door. Say, sir, please come now, come. I said, call me. This is my number. Call me. So say, they called. I was on my on the floor watching Netflix. They called. Sir, about that. I said, are you ready? I don't want to see. First of all, you pay 60%. I don't. There's a way we'll do it. We'll call them in Abuja. We'll manage them. We'll make it fast. Man is that pay first. But I was not part of the process. You want miracle to see? God gave Daniel wisdom, but Daniel attended class.
Oh,
you will fail. You will fail. See that tongues? It's not what you write inside Zamo. Daniel attended class. That's how they knew it was vegetable. He was sitting. What are you talking about? You want to be a fashion designer, and you don't want to spoil somebody's clothes. And the person will come and threaten to break down your office. Have you ever had to rebuy somebody's material? Mama. See the way Mama laughed. You will be asking yourself, how much is the gain? Abi, how much is the gain? But when she charges 300,000, 500,000, you see that material, somebody must pay. Tell your neighbor you are better than this. Tell your neighbor you are better than this. I see a new you rising. I see a glorious you rising. Please prophesy to them. I see a new you rising. You are complete on every side. Spiritually, you are complete. Materially, you are complete. Health-wise, you are complete. Corporate-wise, you are complete. In your business, you are established. In the name of Jesus. Please prophesy to that person. There's an anointing over your head. To succeed. As a businessman. As a businesswoman. There is an anointing over your life. To be the solution people are looking for. There is an anointing over your life. That will cause the house of the king to be restored. Tell your neighbor you are not small. Don't look down yourself. For the Lord said, I will settle you. He said, and I will give you this land. He said, I will put this land in your name. I will give you the deed of assignment. The Lord said, you came here as though by night. He said, but even this land will be given to you. Hale maraka sotale agadabasaida. The Bible says concerning his patriarch, he built a well. They contended for it. He built another one. They contended for it. He built another one. They came, they said, let us settle. Listen to me. This is your year of settlement. Nobody is permitted to look down on you this year. There are some of you, you have submitted proposals, your business proposals. You have brought out new products. This year the approval of heaven will come on it. There is an eye that sees opportunity. There is a type of eye that sees opportunity where others see problem. God will give you that type of eyes. When you are in the office and they are talking about a problem the company is facing, the Lord will give you the solution. The word of God says wisdom makes a man's face to shine. That is your testimony this year. Nobody likes Donald Trump, but you can't do anything with that. I was telling the pastors this morning, Elon Musk posted on X, you know, that he's starting a new company to destroy Microsoft. This is Microsoft. He called his own macro hard.
Like the white man will say, what is in a name? Macro heart. Who saw that thing? You people don't, you are following, you saw it. God bless you. You people are following the wrong people on Twitter. Macro heart. Which kind of name is that one? Hey! Thomas just sit down in his house. And one tweet will move the market. It's not a president, it's not a governor, it's not. If he posts something, the tech space will shake. He said all those PowerPoint, Excel, Word. He said they will clone it, make it better, and give it to people for free. Macro hard. The wisdom that will bring the nations to their knees, the Lord will give to you today. They say you are dull. They say you can't do anything. You are not special. I brought the word of God to you today. The wisdom that will cause nations to kneel down before you. Today the Lord has given it to you. That your amen is very weak. The wisdom that will cause you to speak. And everybody in the office will look at you. The Bible says when Jesus finished reading, all eyes were fixed on him. The wisdom that will cause you to speak, starting from tomorrow. And everybody will look at you like, wow. You said that. Wow. The wisdom that causes kings to fix their eyes on you is now yours. It's now yours. It's now yours. It's now yours. Now, turn this into a prayer point. The wisdom that will cause all eyes, the eyes of kings, to be fixed on me, to beckon to me, let it be given to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Children, also begin to pray. We are praying now. We are praying now. The wisdom that causes the eyes of all men to be fixed on me. Let it be released. 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 In the name of Jesus. Rabakata hikatala marusitaya. Rabis hakata katabale kozota. Rabeda balaga dozote gede gede bolosia. In the name of Jesus, you are going to declare and prophesy. I move into the creator mode. In the name of Jesus, I begin to develop solutions. I begin to create solutions that will solve the problems in this world. In the name of Jesus, I receive the wisdom to create solutions that will solve problems in this world. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself. Mention the name of your children and begin to declare that the wisdom to solve global problems, to solve organizational problems, is given to you in the year 2026. You become a solution bringer. You become a problem solver in the name of Jesus. Rabikatanda lebaratu sikada yagaza. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You will not be ordinary. In the year 2026, the power of God is coming upon you. Is setting you apart. In the name of Jesus. Rabika zute kataya baliku zuta. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Two more prayer points. When they contended with Joseph, when his brothers contended against him and threw him into a pit, he outgrew them. When he went to the house of Potiphar and they lied against him, he outgrew them. When he went into the prison, he could have been discouraged. He grew again and grew again and grew again till he became tall enough for the king to see him. Lord, make me visible. Make me visible. Make me visible. Let the sound of my name, Let the sound of my name bring solutions to global problems. Wherever my name is being mentioned, in Nigeria, in Africa, in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, in Antarctica, let the sound of my name become synonymous with global change, with restoration. Receive the restoration mandate today. Receive the change mandate today. Wherever your children are going, let their names be synonymous with global change, with positive change. In the name of Jesus, Rapika Tandele Kanokuza, Rabaliko Noso Ketelia Kuzataya. I give you the praise. You deserve the praise. I give you the praise. You deserve the praise. I give you the praise. You deserve the praise. The Lord just spoke to me. The Lord just spoke to me. He said, tell them to make space and take 7 steps forward. He said, tell everybody to make space now. Look for a space and take 7 steps forward as you are singing that song. Look, listen to me. Look at me. Don't take this type of steps. Take this type of step. So you are going to find space. If you can't find space, join me on the altar here. Yeah. But you are going to take 7 big steps. Are you ready? These are prophetic steps. I give you the praise. You deserve the praise. I give you the praise. Somebody is doing 14. Somebody is doing 21. Somebody is stepping into glory. Something is about to shift. Glory is on your side. The power of God is on your side. Il le coup de chio. Arabale kando robo sote ya. I give you the praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 30. As I round up, Aramale konoko satalia ne kasaya. Alamarake tolo no setala. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. There's a shift in the realm of the spirit. I can feel it. It's not by power or by might, but by the spirit, saith the Lord. Rabele konoko sitaya. Jeremiah chapter 30, and we're going to read from verse 18. Azekalimere kasaira. Alemaso katala na maraka sifeti yala kasa. Say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and I will have mercy on his dwelling places. Oh, you didn't hear that one. God said, I will have mercy upon your territories, upon your dwelling places, upon your territories. Oh, halemarakasi, I receive it. in the name of Jesus. He said, and the city shall be built upon our own heap. Listen to me. There are places and there are situations that happen to you. And it was as though the land became a heap of mound. Something that was destroyed. Something, a part of the land. That anytime you remember, you just shake your head. But the Lord said, that same place. He said, I will build a city there. In other words, I'm going to build something that will be significant. What men thought was supposed to be a shame or an error in your story, God said a beautiful city will be there. He said the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Verse 19. Said, and out of these people shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. So while God is building, we are praising. While God is working, we are praising. He said, out of my family, out of the Shafe family, he said, shall proceed the voice of thanksgiving. He said, and the voice of them that make merry. Listen to me. That merriment is talking about party. 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 Eh? We are coming to celebrate with you. Party. Party. We will gather because of you.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will multiply them. God's covenant to you, sir. God's covenant to you, ma. God's covenant. He said, I will multiply you. This is not the word of a man. He said, and you will not be few. The day they ask for the talk by additional family to come out, you will see a nation. The day they ask for the family of God apart to come out, you will see a nation. Because the prophecy said you will not be few. Listen, if you heard what I said, and you think I am talking about you giving birth to 100 children, no. Haven't you been to ceremonies where they said the president wants to do a Thanksgiving, or the governor has annual Thanksgiving, family Thanksgiving, commissioner came out, other governors from other states came, vice president came, they came as part of his family, they came out to dance with him, and they waited with him. You will not be few. Because they called you an outcast, and they said he doesn't know anyone, hear the word of the Lord. He said, I will and they shall not. Come on, say, I shall not be few. Every agenda to keep you small this year will fail. If there are reason for telling you to work hard, it's so that you can remain on this level. It will not stand. Somebody worked in a company for so long, and at some point he just felt, I think I need to leave. And the MD said, don't leave, I have something for you. And he gave him a document. You have worked here for so long, and we did not pay you your value. Today we want to honor you. Sign this document and become a partner. And then we will go back to CAC and add your name as one of the directors and owners of this company. Don't go and start afresh. You have labored. You have labored. The same way some of you have labored. You labored and they turned back on you suddenly. But today, the Lord will multiply you. Listen, God has made up his mind about you. There is no man that can stop. He said, let God be true and all men be lying. Today is your birthday. He said, said, I will glorify them. They shall not be small. Smallness is perception. No? People look at you and say, you can't do it. Or rather, what they should say is, we can't afford you. Listen, child of God. God will remove smallness from your mind. This year, God is raising Joseph of Arimathea. Men who follow Jesus and can speak to the king. When Elisha said to the woman, should I talk to the king for you? The woman said, I have access to the king. But she wasn't making noise. This year you will have access. This year you will have access. I was trying to take a vehicle from Bega. I was going to Ibadan. And I was there with Pastor Charles. This was like 3-4 years ago. And I saw a lady, very young girl, selling something. I can make power bank or something. And I said to her, yeah, young girl, you shouldn't be out here selling. Where are your parents? Say they are at home. Or maybe something like she lives with her uncle. So they asked her to come and sell stuff. And I said, you shouldn't be. You are too young. They are exposing you. And I said, what class are you? Say, I'm planning to write jam or something. I said, okay, this is my number. When it's time for jam, call me. I will pay. I don't know you, I will pay. But you see, the girl had been worked on mentally. She just wanted me to buy charger. She didn't think that if this man who doesn't know me is willing to pay for my jamb, maybe if I pass, he can also help me. They told her, if you don't sell, don't come home. See, this year God is going to bless you. You will not be able to avoid helping people. Joseph, God is going to bless you. If you it will be, helping people will be natural. It is a level when you say, let me pray first. The money never complete. There's another level. You just say, Pastor, everybody writing jam this year. Whether their parents can afford it or not, I will pay. So start thinking in that mood. Stop thinking like someone that needs help. Start thinking like someone who God has put here to help others. Listen to me. You are the finger of God to many lives. You are the hands of Jesus to touch many lives. Oh, are you hearing me? So you are officially in the creator mode today. Which means as you imagine it and you say it, you will see it. Eyini baba, toto baba, eyini baba, toju baba lo, eyini baba, toto baba, do you have a good father? Eyini baba, oh, eyini baba. Eyini baba, eyini baba, eyini baba, eyini baba, expand, expand, expand in the name of Jesus. Expand in the name of Jesus. Take your place in the name of Jesus. Take your place. It's your season. It's your season in the name of Jesus.
Take flight, take flight, take flight, take flight, take flight. It's a new season. In the name of Jesus, expand, 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 expand. In the name of Jesus, expand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Yele, you are going to the bathroom. In the name of Jesus, Andalabarasikaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, take your place, take your place. Executive management, take your place. Take your place, take your place. Take your place in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. The Lord is your portion. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations. No more limitations. No more limitations. No more limitations. No more limitations. No more limitation. No more limitation. In the name of Jesus. No more limitation. In the name of Jesus. 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 Power from above. In the name of Jesus. No more limitation. 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 In the name of Jesus. No more limitation. Rabasakata. Rezakataya. No more limitation. In the name of Jesus. No more limitation. Begin to rise into the boardroom. Into the boardroom. Receive your next promotion letter. In the name of Jesus. Rabarazadakatabaneza. In the name of Jesus. Move to the boardroom. Move to the boardroom. You are now relevant. Move to the boardroom. 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 In the name of Jesus. Rabasukataya. It is your time. It is your season. 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 It is your time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is your time. You are going to the nation, sir. You are going to the nation. You are going to the boardroom. In the name of Jesus. Begin to take higher levels to the boardroom. In the name of Jesus. One of the signs you will know that the Lord has visited you today, you'll be given a different mind. Some of you have never thought you will do anything apart from any salary. The Lord will begin to give you another mind. A business mind. A creator mind. You will begin to think the way God thinks. Recently, I heard about a child that embarrassed a whole school. I don't know whether it was my wife and I that was talking about it. The child solved a particular mathematical solution of problem using a method that was not taught in the school. I don't know why the one. I was talking to someone, and the teacher failed the young girl. It was a primary school girl, because that method was not known in the book. It was not in the textbook. And they took the matter to the head teacher, and they said, this is not right. This is not the way to solve this. And the mother came and said, this child is right. They said, "Madam, your child is in grade 3. What your child wrote here is the equivalent of what a JSS 2 student should be writing. It's above our level." The mother said, "You don't know my child. My child is not a regular child." That's what happens when you, if you talk down your children sometimes. Well, you can correct them, but let them know that they are champions. They are not small. What the mother did, she had allowed the child to be watching some advanced mathematical channels on YouTube. So the child did not know that that thing was not for her level. She was just watching it every day, and then she just knew it. She didn't plan to know it. But she watched that thing. It was, you know, in mathematics, in like kind of cartoon. But it was very advanced for her age. But she watched it. So she didn't know it was not her level. When they asked that same question, she just used what was on YouTube in the class to solve it. The teacher in herself did not know that method. So the teacher failed a child. Oh, we are talking about wisdom beyond your years. Listen, this level where you are managing, because of the wisdom God is giving you, that level will not be able to hold you again. Yeah. This child should be getting a scholarship. The thing became a problem. Oh, the child has to leave the school. The child got a scholarship. But apparently, the classroom teacher has not even been developing herself. So she didn't know that there was a method. She was looking at grade 3 work. Joseph didn't go to Babylon, to Egyptian university, but he brought a wisdom that the kings of that land could not gainsay. They had to upgrade him. There was no plan for promotion that year. But when Joseph spoke, when Bara spoke, when Tokwe spoke, when Kemi spoke, when Shade spoke, there was no plan. But when Isaac spoke, they realized that we cannot let him go. Let's upgrade. Is there a contract staff? Give him a new letter. Quickly. There's an upgrade coming, though. Listen, in less than 30 days, your life will have meaning. I went to preach in a particular church, and I began to talk about a man who had a sawmill business that I was prophesying. The man did not even come to the church. I was preaching that church for the first time. But because the man is a good man, the pastor came to the altar and begged me. He said the man is a member, he traveled. The man has been having some problems, so he traveled to Abuja. He said, "Please, can I put him on speaker?" Pastor was asking, "Let me put him on speaker." He's a good man. He's taking care of pastor. They put the phone on speaker on the altar. Do you know, it's one thing to prophesy to people when they're in front of you. It's another to prophesy to them when they are on the phone. How do you know the person you are prophesying to? And the man was there. He was on speaker, was on live stream, and I was prophesying. The man said, "Yes, sir, it's true, sir. This, sir." And okay. So the Lord said, "I should tell you now that everything you lost has now been brought back." The man was not in that service. When I tell you will recover, I say it by the hand of God. Listen to me. In less than 30 days, your life will be completely transformed. You will see it happen. I say you will see it happen. Somebody came to me. I was preaching in one city recently. He said, "When you came," he said, "we had this problem in our family. Nobody could conceive. My wife couldn't conceive. Nothing could happen." He said, after you left, after you prayed for us, say God, I was looking, I said, so there's somebody I prayed for that God blessed and I didn't know. If not that I went back to that city, he would not have said it. Listen, this year, you have the divine advantage. Nothing is permitted to die around you this year. This favor is coming upon you, upon your children, upon your children's children. All of you that are working and your jobs are contract jobs, today we change your status. Those of you earning in naira, earn in dollars. The kings of this earth will beg you to help them. You will not be small. You will not be small. I refuse to be small. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. Now, hear me. Hear me. That's the right way to do. Hear me. Pastor Toby was talking to me during this program and he said, how many of you remember Prophet Owa that came to preach for Pastor Ayo? He said, do you know Prophet Owa in Ibadan? Is that ancient man of God? There are prophets that see vision. There are those that speak and it happens. You know, Prophet Owa is, I'm begging Pastor, I say you should let that man come here. The man doesn't apologize. He will use English and Yoruba to preach to you. But that man is a descendant of Ayo Babalola. He's very old. But you know, there's a story around that man. He has not cut his hair in over 40 years. There are certain things that are covenants between you and God. Majem. One day he stood in front of the house and a man rode a bike and parked in front of him and spoke to him in Yoruba and said, "What? Lato Nilo." What do you call scissors in Yoruba now? Is it a bear or that no blade must touch his head again? That is the symbol of his covenant with him. And the bike and the man vanished. The man told him, anytime you need the air cut, we'll come and cut it ourselves. I tell you. That's why if you observe that man, sometimes you see his hair is low. He said, what happens is that if he sleeps and wakes up, sometimes he will notice the hair is low. Then it will grow again. For many years now. He called Pastor Ayo and said, I can see that the enemies have released an arrow against you. Pastor Ayo was sick and he was dying at home. Nobody knew. I think we should bring that man. That day, all of you, you'll come fasting. I will call Pastor Ayo. Huh? 3 days, sir, we'll fast. I'll beg Pastor Ayo to release that prophet. These are men that have worked with Obadari. Those are their fathers. They don't play small. Told Pastor Ayo. I can see that. He'll be saying, you think he's laughing. He's prophesying. There's a child by you now. He'll be describing it. And he says he doesn't see vision. He will just be described exactly where you are. He will tell you the kind of car. He will tell you what is happening to you. He will tell you where the arrow. He will say it's somewhere in your chest. And that's where you are feeling the pain. He will say, as I'm talking now, that thing, I deserve it. And that's what he will say. He called Pastor Toby recently in the middle of the night. Toby, I'm on mission soon. Are you sleeping? Yeah, I'm not sleeping, no. How can a prophet call you and you say you are asleep? He said, I'm not asleep. He said, there's a baby beside you that has not walked. He said, the Lord said, I should tell you the baby will walk. The baby is going to be 4 or 5 years old. He has never walked. Listen, prophecy no be your mate. When I tell you in 30 days, look, I am claiming it for myself. Something powerful will happen to you. There are some of you that are not aware that you only have 30 days where you are working now, because God has moved you higher. The kings of this head that are on LinkedIn, they will start looking for you. And they will beg you. If you want to be small this year, stay away from me. If you want to be what God wants you to be, hey, we can be friends. Your dance will change. Your style will change. Your name will change. There is an unction for blessing this morning. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is our year of dominion, which means we are not just going to succeed, we are going to take over. Let dominion be stirred up on the inside of you now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. See, as you are hearing my voice, I want you to digest it, because listen. Overtaking is allowed this year. And you will overtake. For those of you sisters that are married, go home and beg your husbands. Especially if they are not here. The unction that is on your head now can make you overtake. So everybody needs to be on the same page. The covenant that cannot be reversed. That is what God is bringing you into today. An everlasting covenant that no man can reverse. The covenant of your lifting. That is what God is bringing to you today. He's bringing it to you today. He's bringing it to you today. Is bringing it to you today. Give glory to God. 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 Give glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now we give glory to the Lord.
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.